following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Up, Refuge Family. This is David here for today's installment, if you will, of our Refuge Daily. So I know it's not a fireside chat, but I still got my coffee right here, if you guys can see. Well, actually, before I even show you that, right? As you can see, I'm not at Refuge. I am at my house. You are currently being invited into my, what is this? My dining room / kitchen room, multi-purpose. Sound good? All right, cool. Sounds good. Got my coffee here in this mug right here, if you can see. Disneyland mug. Yeah, I'm missing it, as is the rest of mankind right now. First world problem, though. Here's the thing. I want to share something that God didn't just put on my heart, but something that He has recently revealed to me again and showed me again. Like many of you, when you spend time with the Lord, God is just faithful to reveal things. He'll show you things through His scripture, and then you'll go through those moments where God will reveal things about yourself. You start reading the Word of God, and God rightly shows you who you are. And that's a good thing, and it also sometimes can sting. He can reveal things about you that need to be worked on. And on Saturday, so last week, I had one of those experiences. And those experiences sting, but it's the grace of God. It's by God's grace that He's even, you know, loving enough and gracious enough to show us things that need to be changed about ourselves. And He doesn't condemn us. He just says, come to me and we'll work it out. And I was having a conversation with one of my buddies, Michael Landingham. Actually, you guys obviously know him. And we were talking on Saturday night. I was the pastor on duty last Saturday, and we were just talking in the office. And through the conversation that I was having with Michael, I was just confronted with something. And it wasn't anything he said. And to be honest, I don't know exactly what sparked it, but I was confronted with something in my heart that I did not like. And I'm sure that's happened to you guys before. Maybe you're just talking. You can be doing anything. You're reading scripture, and something just gets revealed in your life. And you're like, man, I don't want that, and I don't want to be struggling with that, or whatever it may be. And so I had that moment on Saturday, and so I want to share from scripture what God spoke to me, and I know that this is something that every single one of us can benefit from, and every single one of us can use the reminder for this. And so, as I was reading in my daily devotional time, I am currently going through the book of Romans, right? Super light read, right? And before I read this passage, though, I'm going to go back, and I was talking to Michael, and God started revealing things in my heart. And I started asking myself like the tough questions that I need to ask myself. David, are you as on fire for me as you used to be? Right now, currently, are you the most pumped up for Jesus? Or can you remember a time where you were more pumped up on Jesus? Is your deepest passion to want to know Him more? Those are kind of the questions that came into my mind. And in that moment, I was confronted with the reality that, man, it is so, so incredibly easy. Like, I mean, so easy for things in life to slip in between you and the Lord. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're backsliding or that you're living in sin. You could still be pursuing the Lord and have things get kind of in the middle. And I feel like that's what the Lord was revealing to me. And I'm like, man, like, God, like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person. Like, I want to be the leader and the husband and the father and the teacher and the pastor, whatever, that is just 1,000,000,000% just going for it for you and for your kingdom always. But there was something in my heart as I was talking with Michael that made me realize, you know what, David, maybe you're guilty of allowing things to creep in. Again, not necessarily sinful, wrong, bad things, but even allowing good things to creep in and to kind of, I'll say, cramp my style, I guess I could say, spiritually speaking. So I came home. I didn't feel defeated, but there was a big sense of like, God, I want this to be dealt with. And so let's talk. I'm going to seek you, and I want you to do what you got to do, right? I want you to continue to sanctify me. I want you to continue to do your work. So I come home and I'm reading Romans, right? And I'm in Romans chapter 6 and 7, and I finish Romans chapter 6, and I get to chapter 7, and I see Paul, and he says something, and I swear it just like, it stopped me in my tracks and it hit me again in such a fresh and needed way. Romans chapter 7, verse 21 through 25. Paul says this. He says, "So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" I want to pause there before I go into the verse 26. There's a spot in Romans where Paul is also talking about, and he's saying, man, like, the things I do, I don't want to do, and the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Like, what is going on? And he's referencing this battle that's constantly, we're constantly at war. If you guys, I mean, you guys know this already, but spiritually speaking, there's a battle that is raging on, like, always. It's constantly happening, right? And so Paul's talking about that. Man, I find myself doing the things I don't want to do. And the very things I do want to do, I don't do, right? And so you have this like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then you have Paul saying what he just said, "But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me." And then he says this, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" Now listen, this is the important part. Then he says this, "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law." And then he goes on, but it says, "But my sinful nature is slave to the law of sin." I love the part where he says, "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." I see Paul as I'm reading this, and I see Paul as somebody who has not arrived, somebody who's painfully aware of his own shortcomings, painfully aware of the things that he struggles with, right? And he's going, man, who's going to save me from this? Like, who, I'm a wretched man, right? In a different letter, Paul says, listen, I am the chief of sinners. And that's not some like false humility. That's just Paul going, dude, I struggle. I am a man with struggles, with struggles just like how everybody else has struggles. But I love the fact that even in the midst of the struggle, he has the mind and the faith to be like, who's going to deliver me? And he says, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Man, this is something I needed to hear. This is something I know we need to hear. Listen, like newsflash, like we are fallen beings. Like we are sinful, fallen people. I have a son who's almost a year and a half, which just, where the heck did the time go, right? Where did the time go? He's a year and a half. I love this kid. He's amazing. He's the coolest boy in the world, right? He makes his dad feel like a superhero, right? Every single time he just goes like this and just wants to be held, right? I love him so much. I did not have to teach that kid, though, how to be selfish or how to sin, right? He learned it very quickly, right? And still at a year and a half, I mean, he's still learning it, right? He still thinks the world is completely revolving, you know, around him. You didn't have to teach him to sin. Every single one of us was born into sin. We have natural inclinations to do things that we should not be doing, right? We have, you know, destructive behaviors and tendencies at times. And I see Paul, and he's not saying, man, I'm going to embrace all the destructive. I'm not going to embrace the sin. I'm not going to be somebody who just goes, okay, this is who I am. I'm just going to go for it, right? I see somebody who struggles, though. But at the same time, in the struggle of the sin or in the struggle of all this different stuff, I see a man who is just, I'll say, stubborn in his faith and going, but I know that Jesus Christ, my Savior, will be the one who delivers me. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I came home that Saturday night, and it was just such a needed reminder. I identified with Paul, and I'm like, you know what? Man, do I struggle? Absolutely. Does that make me a terrible, you know, awful believer? No, it makes me a human. It makes me a human that needs the grace of God in my life. And praise Jesus that the gospel of Jesus is just that. It's God's grace in action, right? It's God dying for people like me while I was in sin, right? It's Romans 5:8. I love that. Guys, so my encouragement is, maybe there are some of you right now that are really going, you know, through some stuff and you're battling and you're struggling. I would just say keep fighting. And please lean on the grace of God. Absolutely do not use that as a license to continue in your sin. Paul even talks about that in Romans. But press deep into the grace of God. It is there for you. Jesus gives it abundantly to his children, right? And so press into that. Don't beat yourself up over whatever the heck it is you did that you wish you didn't do. Take it to the Lord. Look to him, and like Paul, with confidence, say, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, we thank you that you're a God who pardons. God, we thank you that you're a God who doesn't cast us aside just because we, at times, allow things to get in our way. I'm reminded of that song that says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Man, I wish that wasn't true of me at times. I wish that wasn't true of us as believers, but it is true. Lord, but what's also true is the fact that you bestow grace and that you deliver us through Jesus Christ. Pray you'd be with my family today, and I pray that you just bring about hope and renewal in their hearts, their minds, and their lives today. We love you, Father, and we ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you, Refuge family. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.